The Gist. Has ME/CFS's time finally come at the NIH? The Vicki Whitmore interview. Check out the video interview with Vicki and Court in the text version of the article, as well as many other links. Vicki Whitmore is our go-to person for chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, at the National Institutes of Health, the NIH. Besides overseeing the ME/CFS grants study portfolio since 2013, she is involved in virtually everything of consequence happening with ME/CFS at the NIH. With the publication of the CDC study that dramatically upped ME/CFS prevalence, the recent NIH ME/CFS conference, the publication of the intramural study, and the completion of the roadmap effort all suggested that the stars might be aligning for ME/CFS at the NIH, and we might be ready to move forward in a big way. I wanted to hear about that from Vicki. She believes there are probably more grant applications coming in than usual and from people not involved in the field. Vicki noted that above all, we need to get to clinical trials and reported something novel for this field, the possibility of NIH-funded clinical trials. She's talked to several groups that have submitted applications or are about to submit applications for clinical trials for ME/CFS, including small businesses that are attempting to get small business grants. That's exciting, she said. Next, we moved on to the former NIH director, Francis Collins. Vicki felt that Collins played a key role in getting many of the institute directors to support the small research centers. The new NIH director, Monica Bertagnoli, is, quote, very aware, end quote, of ME/CFS. Perhaps more importantly, Vicki said the new director of NIAID, Jean Morazzo, is very, very aware of ME/CFS and is interested in this disease. Nice. The research roadmap is designed to move ME/CFS forward at the NIH. It's an exhaustive effort to provide recommendations on how to move forward with the intent of producing clinical trials. Vicki discussed creating working groups, consortiums, and roundtables to put the roadmap's recommendations to effect. What about new funding for ME/CFS? Was the NIH going to finally put some real money to work for this disease? Not a chance. Citing current budgetary problems, Vicki essentially said the NIH will not provide funding for initiatives to move ME/CFS forward. If ME/CFS is going to move forward, it will move forward organically. The NIH, in the end, is still broken with regard to ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and other diseases. It purports to be concerned with the health of all Americans and then neglects the health of tens of millions of people. The NIH is not immutable. People created the NIH and they can change it. The question is whether they will. While ME/CFS's time at the NIH has clearly not finally come, the news for ME/CFS in general is encouraging. Interest in it and post-viral diseases is up significantly. Vicki feels the field has grown enormously since 2015, and I agree. By bringing together consortiums and think tanks, Vicki Whitmore is doing what she can with what she has. The great question for Vicki and all of us, though, is when this increased interest will show up in the bottom line: increased funding. There is only one sure pathway to dramatic and rapid change for ME/CFS at the NIH, and that's Congress. And Vicki actually called for ME/CFS patients to go to their representatives and advocate for more funding for ME/CFS and the NIH as a whole. The roadmap will be presented to the NINDS Council meeting by Vicki, Maureen Hansen, and Lucinda Bateman during an hour-long session from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on April 15th. They did a tremendous amount of work on this effort, and you can watch them make their case for more ME/CFS research in a televised session here. Link in the text version of the gist.